Saskatoon, another cool morning greeted the players as they jogged out onto the turf at Griffith Stadium on Thursday morning. Upon entering the field, the team went straight into some special team informal work. After the brief warm-up, the Riders broke off into separate offensive and defensive walkthrough. Once the walkthrough was complete, the team went through their daily stretching regimen under the direction of strength and conditioning coach Dan Farthing. Next on the practice schedule was an individual positional period. Once those drills were complete, the Riders went into a special teams period. There was a heightened focus on kickoff return and coverage throughout that portion of practice. The teams again broke out into their offensive and defensive groupings for more playbook installation and reinforcement through a walkthrough period. After the extended offensive and defensive session, the team took a break to put on their pads and rehydrate for the second half of the session. Following the break, the team again split into offensive and defensive groups with pads for a walkthrough period. Following a whistle blast, the team went into their mid-workout stretch and activation period. After the warm-up session, the positional groups were reassembled to run through individual skill development drills. Next up, it was a team battle. The breakdown. Shea Patterson starts at quarterback. Play one fake handoff and complete the pass inside slant to Keyshawn Johnson. Patterson is then complete on the far side to Jareth Stearns. Patterson looks to the near side this time and finds Johnson again. The next play is a handoff to AJ Ouellette. He steps left and cuts right for a nice gain. Johnson hauls in another reception on the near side on the next play. Handoff up the middle on first down to Ouellette. Second and long, Patterson on a rollout to his right spots Ouellette downfield close to a first down. Patterson goes under center to sneak ahead for the first down. The second group comes in. Trevor Harris hands off to Frankie Hickson but is met in the backfield by Trey Crawford. Handoff again on the next play with Diego Fago making the stop in the backfield. Mason Fine enters the play and hands the ball off to Hickson. He is met in the middle by newcomer Nicaro Harper. Shoving follows the play, but the players quickly break it up. Fine hands the ball off to Ouellette but is stopped by Christian Albright almost immediately. Quarterback Jack Cohn leads out the next offensive group. He hands off to Ouellette, who runs into TJ Brunson after a gain of almost 5. Cohn hands off again, but Ouellette is stopped after a short gain. Pipkin, on first down, comes on and spots the blitz and then finds CJ Avery out of the backfield for a nice gain. Another handoff on the second down that is stopped after a yard. The team's period would conclude with the players breaking into positional battles. The linemen would battle one another in the north end zone. In the middle of the field, there was a 7-on-7 drill with receivers and defensive backs. The offensive breakdown. Harris passes far side flat complete to AJ Allen. Harris then finds Mitchell Picton on a deep slant for a nice gain. Jack Cohn comes in to throw over the middle, but CJ Colden steps in front for the intended target, Geronimo Allison, for an interception. Jack Cohn passes complete on the far side to Donte Myers. Mason Fine in to lead the offense and finds Geronimo Allison complete. Fine then throws over the middle for Keyshawn Johnson. Pipkin comes in and attempts a pass for Ajuaju, but Kosi Onyeka breaks it up. Eli Hetlinger comes in and completes his only pass to Mario Alford, bringing that portion of practice to a close. Next up, it was back into punt team drills. Following the punt, it was on to kickoffs. After the special teams work, it was back into the battle of the teams. The rundown. Antonio Pipkin at quarterback. Screen pass complete to Keyshawn Johnson. Play action pass on the next play. Pipkin intended for Geronimo Allison. Roland Milligan Jr. steps in front of the pass and intercepts the ball, very athletic play. Pipkin airs it out again, this time complete to Donte Myers. Mason Fine comes onto the field. He hands the ball off to AJ Ollett. Handoff on the next play to Thomas Bertrand Hooden. Fine's pass attempt on the next play is knocked down at the line of scrimmage by Malik Carney. Jack Cohn comes in and hands the ball off to Thomas Bertrand Hooden. The next play is a run play for a long scamper. Patterson comes in and throws complete on the far side to Morgan Runge. And that's the end of the session. Today's weather. When the players took to the field on Thursday morning, the skies were overcast, and there was a chill in the air. The temperature was a cool 4 degrees Celsius. The forecast for the day was for a mix of sun and clouds with a high of 10. Not on the field. DL, RJ McIntosh. DL, Anthony Lanier 2. LB, Nick Wabe. DB, Jackson Ford. Rec, Deshaun Mims. Rec, Jake Parker. Rec, Del Duncan Busby. Rec, Sean Bain Jr. Breakout play of the day. On the final play of the team's padded period, University of Alberta quarterback Eli Hettlinger, who is in camp for the CFL's Canadian QB internship, was given a rare opportunity to direct the offense. He came in, and in his lone pass attempt, he found Mario Alford streaking across the middle for a completed pass. The enthusiasm from his teammates was evident as the group swarmed him after the completion. The one to watch. Donte Myers has been making an impression on both special teams and the receiving corps. His punt return, albeit called back due to a penalty, was a highlight in Monday's win over Winnipeg, and his precise route running has made him a frequent target in teams' periods.